Let's start with some sobering numbers. Most households in the North Bay put the majority of their income, more than 50%, toward housing. That's a lot more than the 30% that's considered affordable. And more than a quarter of county residents live in economic hardship, meaning they make less than twice the federal poverty limit. So if you're worried about paying your bills, you're not alone. All around the country, incomes have declined and poverty is on the rise. Only half of American households can now be considered middle class. That's down from 61% in the 1970s. Is anyone trying to do something about this? The answer, actually, is yes.
My name is Derica Mearns. I'm the interim executive director of Working Partnerships USA. This was the first of three sub-regional meetings, really looking at low and moderate income workers and how we support those workers to get into career path jobs and better jobs.
The meeting, held this week in Santa Rosa, is part of a Bay Area-wide prosperity plan. This three-year initiative is funded by federal agencies through the Association of Bay Area Governments, or ABAG, and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC.
MTC and ABAG got a $5 million grant to look at intersections between transit, affordable housing, and jobs from an equity perspective.
So, for example, there are lots of jobs being created in the tourism industry in Sonoma County, a trend that's expected to continue, but most of those are in the $10 to $15 an hour range, well below the $25 an hour needed to lift individuals and families out of working poverty. And with the rolling out of the Affordable Health Care Act, Marin says, lots of jobs will be created in the healthcare field.
How do we make sure that some subset of those jobs are really good jobs that are accessible by low-income people of color, people with language barriers, people without four-year college degrees? Really drilling down into that, I think, is our hope for this project.
Primarily, this meeting, the first of three to be held in the area, focused on barriers that keep people from reaching the middle class. Attendees spoke of the need for more affordable education and childcare, better access to housing and public transportation. Another difficulty? Finding interest among the business community to, essentially, pay people more.
A challenge we have is to engage the business community. For them, figuring out how a process like this helps them grow jobs is not an automatic. And so we really want to make sure that we're creating this space for them to have their voice heard and to bring their perspective to the table.
Advocates say it's also hard to find the political will to change the status quo. Supervisor Steve Kinsey's office in Marin has taken an interest in the initiative. But asked about the role of the government in strengthening the middle class, Kinsey primarily spoke of the need for the government to pay their own workers a livable wage and to foster conversations among the educational and business community.
So how do we make it work, I think, is really encourage folks to be more self-reliant, but also build these other kinds of partnerships by setting up forums like our economic forum, where we do sit down with industry and we talk about our shared interests and we see what each of us can put into the mix.
The North Bay Economic Prosperity Workshop convenes again in late July. In Sonoma County, I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.